Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Most people might roll their eyes when they hear the words health and safety, some associated with red tape and unnecessary rules and restrictions. But in most cases, safety is merely designed to save lives and protect colleagues and the public. One company based in Naas specializes in safety training for other companies. Whether it's training first aiders or what to do and where before entering a building site, Shore Control even has the safety.ie website for themselves. Fiona Spillane is the general manager of Shore Control and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Joe.
Could you give us examples of the types of safety training that is required by law at the moment for companies?
Okay, so again, I suppose it depends on the company that you're working for, but the construction industry has very clear guidelines on the type of training that you need. So everyone would be familiar with Sulla SafePass. They would also have CSCS cards for construction activity, driving diggers and cranes, working on the roads, digging underground. So that would be kind of the general mandatory safety training that we would be
for construction. Yeah.
And then obviously all physical activity requires manual handling. Most workplaces would need fire training, and first aid is a very useful skill for the workplace as well. So there's a variety of training courses that are required to spend depending on the risk factor, the hazards that would be within the workplace.
Would it be fair to say that the more physical your produce is, the more training you're going to need and more safety in the workplace you're going to need? If, for example, you are in a white-collar job, you know, a brain-power job, I don't know whether it's tech or whatever it is, you're going to need that little bit less of safety training than if you physically make stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So in the construction industry, it's extremely a hazardous environment and it changes every day. So you might have the clearing of the land, which might involve trench digging, and you would need confined space training in order to do that. Once a building starts to come up out of the ground, people are working at a height. Again, you need working at heights training for that. So yes, it is all based around risk assessment.
Now, we've just heard from AIB and the services sector, most of the Irish economy is the services sector. They're not physically making stuff. Give us examples of what the services sector would need by way of safety training.
Okay, so people work in an office environment. They will be pulling and dragging files. They will be moving around the building. They will need manual handling. In the workplace, in an office environment, it's always prone to, you know, somebody having a heart attack. First aid would be important in order to facilitate that.
Does every company above a certain size need a dedicated first aider?
There's a guideline there. I think it's over 10 employees should have one first aider on their books. Yes.
And they could be trained in first aid by your company, by Shore Control?
Absolutely. So right. We have courses. We deliver training courses throughout Ireland. We have our beautiful new state-of-the-art training centre located in Naas, where we deliver what we call public courses. So any individual can be booked on to come down and train on a first aid course. There would be 8 people on that course in total, and they would be training with other companies when they attend. It's a 3-day course to give a first response mandatory training for occupational health first aid.
And you specialise in something called confined space training. Now, what is confined space?
Okay, so confined space, there is a technical definition of confined space, but it is working in an area such as a silo, underground services, manholes, plant rooms, sewer networks, bunds, an area where there might be a lack of oxygen or even too much oxygen, an area that's not naturally designed for people to go in. It might be have restricted access or exit, trenches, lift shafts.
Suspended ceilings?
Suspended ceilings, basements.
And you need a specific type of training for that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you need to be able to identify that it is a confined space.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a series of equipment that's available to make sure that your entry and your work within that confined space is made safe. So training on what equipment to use, a gas detector so that you can measure the levels of air, a safe system of entry, which might be a tripod and winch, which would lower you down into the area, a breathing apparatus. If the area is very hazardous and toxic, you have to learn how to use the breathing apparatus in order to keep yourself safe within that. So yeah, it's complex. A 1 day training course would train you up to a medium risk confined space, and a 2 day would allow you into a high risk confined space, the likes of a sewer where the air is definitely going to be toxic.
Now, what about those companies that hide behind health and safety and said, oh, you can't do that. Oh, health and safety wouldn't allow it, and they might not have done any checking.
Okay, well, I think with health and safety, it all comes down to risk assessment. There is guidelines there within the construction industry. It is mandatory to have some of these tickets in order to perform the work.
And who polices that? Who checks that?
The Health and Safety Authority.
Okay.
So the Health and Safety Authority can call in at any stage. They can shut down an operation. They will go around to inspect various businesses throughout the country. I think they have upwards of 120 inspectors at the moment going around the country.
And they provide you with the ability to provide these certification?
No, they provide guideline documents. So our certification comes from various awarding bodies. So SafePass, we are an approved training organisation to SULIS. So we're allowed to deliver SafePass because of SULIS have approved our training organisation. Mm. First Aid, we're approved by the Pre-Hospital Emergency Care Council. And then City and Guilds will approve some of our confined space training. QQI, of course, which was standard. We do a lot of our instructor courses through QQI accreditation. So they're recognised formal accreditations.
Brilliant. Fiona, best of luck with the new facility. That's Fiona Spillane, the General Manager of Shore Control, based in Naas.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.